And I pray that I'd speak in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's official. I heard it on the radio, I think it was Thursday or Friday, that once December comes, we can start talking about Christmas and start talking about Advent. So we're in December, so we must be able to start talking about Christmas. And as you can see, the Christmas tree is up. And you've only got to look at the Christmas tree, or think of wrapping paper, think of the decorations, think of the signs that we see in the shops around Christmas, and we can see that green and red are often the colours that we associate with Christmas. You know, if we look, there's a green of the tree, there's lots of red baubles on it, there's also gold and silver, but green and red seem to symbolise a lot of what happens at Christmas. You just think of the green and red signs going up in the shops. It's Christmas. Now that comes from an old tradition which we do in the UK, but also comes actually originally from Europe, of putting evergreens and hollies, hanging those up with the red berries, to symbolise, if you like, life that comes in the cold of winter, in the bleak midwinter, as we sing. And red and green are often the colours that are used as we celebrate Christmas. So I've got a couple of early Christmas crackers. One red and one green. So I need a bit of help to have these pulled. So if, are there a couple? Come on then, Rachel, and you'll need somebody to help you. I need some others. Yeah, come on. Do you want to come? You get one. Somebody else get the other end. Whoops, can you get the other end of Rachel's? Now, work. Now this is, here we are, can you pull it? You might need to pull them really hard, and what you might need to do is just rip the paper, because they're not real crackers. So what I would do, okay, now just, that's it, just unwrap it. There you go. Now unwrap it and see what you can find. Just rip the paper off. It's not a real Christmas cracker, is it? But what's inside? Wow. A tube of Smarties. Can I just borrow that a minute? Now, I think these are the tubes of Smarties we should be giving out. Not the small ones, because, boy, could you fill these up for mission. So if I give that to you, Rachel, can you make sure that after the service you see somebody at the back of church and get a plate or a bowl, and then we can share them among the children. And if the grown-ups are well-behaved through the rest of the sermon, you've got to check that they are, but if the grown-ups are okay, they can have some Smarties as well. Okay, so if you just want to sit down, thanks for that. Now, do you want to give me the paper as well? Wonderful. Thanks for your help. Now, at the minute, we're in the season of Advent. We're not quite at Christmas, we're in the season of Advent. And as Christians, we celebrate Advent as looking to Christmas, looking forward to the birth of Christ, but also looking forward to when he shall come again, when he comes a second time, his second Advent. And there's a sense in which that the time between the Christmas and the second Advent represents the spiritual journey that every one of us is on in some shape or other, whether we realise it or not. It's the spiritual journey between Christ coming at Christmas and his return at the second Advent. Now, we've talked about the colour of Christmas being red and being green. The church's colour for Advent is generally purple. That's why we wear purple stoles. Sometimes there'll be a purple frontal. Some churches have Advent as blue, which represents creation and the sky and water. And actually you'll see on some of the purple stoles and purple frontals, some blue as well. Often coming from even the old Jewish prayer shawls, which have a single blue thread running through it, representing God's care of creation from the beginning up until the present day. But the church's colour for Advent generally is purple. Today's Advent candle that we lit is a purple candle. One of the names for that first purple candle is the candle of the prophets. It's called the candle of hope. And whilst Advent is a time of preparation and reflection for us, looking back and preparing for Jesus, it's also a time of hope. The candle of the prophets is called the candle of hope because the prophets were speaking about a God who would not leave his people without hope. There would be a Saviour that would come. There would be a Messiah that would come. There was hope running through all of the Old Testament and the New Testament. And if you think of some of the readings that we're familiar with from our Christmas readings, readings from Isaiah, even the reading from Jeremiah today, of hope and of the prophets, of hope of a Messiah coming to earth. Now, as we live as Christians, as we live in these between times, as we live after Christ has come, after he has died, been resurrected and ascended, we live in between that time and the time will come when he will come again. We live in that time of hope. Through Christ, we wait in hope and expectation for him to come. One of the messages of Advent, as we wait in hope, is that as Christians, we should offer the hope that we have in Christ to those who have less hope than ourselves. Those who feel hopeless. Those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Those who see no purpose to life. Those who feel life is hopeless. Those for whom the only meaning to Christmas is the Christmas parties, which are important, but they're not the only hope that there is. Through our mission project this year, we've been gathering funds to support the hospital in Kasese. And as you can see in the notices, we've already raised over £4,800. That is phenomenal. It is amazing. The practical hope that that gives in Kasese is that we're able to support months of work for doctors, for nurses, and provide months of drugs. That is real, tangible hope that the people in Kasese would not have had without your generosity. So as Charlie said, thank you for all of that giving. And we know that as we count the Smarty Tubes and as there are other events, that total will be added to. So thank you for that. Thank you for that hope. But as we go out, as we leave, as we look to Christmas, we really should offer that hope that we have in Christ, that new life we have in Christ, through his coming at Christmas, through his death, resurrection and ascension. We should offer that hope to those around us in our society who also need tangible evidence of the hope that Jesus brings. Perhaps this Christmas, as well as wrapping presents in gold and silver and red and green, perhaps we'll wrap a few presents in purple too, for the hope that Jesus brings. Amen.